Last Friday night, Abby Russell was out with friends after a day of work. She has not been seen since, and the public is being asked to help in the search for the 24-year-old woman, Abby Russell. And with us this morning, we have some members of Abby Russell's family to talk with us about the search for their missing sister and niece, and to also talk with you about how you might be able to help us in the search for Ashley Russell. We're joined by Abby Russell's sister, Ashley Morg, and also by her aunt, Nancy Rosentrater. And thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's talk about the progress of the search. Ashley, your sister was last seen on last Friday night. What are the latest developments that you can tell us about where the search is going and what you and your family are doing?
Well, I think what we really want people to understand is that at this point, she could be anywhere. We're continuing searches in the water and on land and continuing to just expand the search here in Stillwater, but also outside of that. We don't have any information about where she is or what happened. So it's important that people everywhere are searching and passing the information along. We know that the city and the county are continuing their investigation efforts. And like I said, we have people in the water and on the ground every day.
Nancy Rosentrater, you have been working with the family. Tell us a little bit about Abby Russell as a person.
She was very fun. I mean, she's very fun, fun-loving. She's genuine and very passionate. She loved music, absolutely loved music. Great singer, great sense of humor. I always said she's a little spitfire, you know. Very funny. Loves her cousins very much. And her niece, Jody Ray, and she loves her dog, Oliver, and Oliver's here, so Oliver wants her to come home. She loved popcorn, and her favorite was garlic popcorn. And there's just no one like her. You know, she's just like I said, she's a little spitfire, a little ball of energy, and always, you know, everyone in Eau Claire, everyone that met her, never forgot her, you know. Everyone I've talked to, I've bumped into a couple people in my professional life that said, oh, that's your niece? Oh, my gosh, she's so funny. You know, I remember bumping into her. So we just want her to come home, you know.
And we should mention the families from the Fall Creek and Eau Claire areas in Wisconsin. And Nancy, you and the family have been together this entire week in the Stillwater area. What, where have you been staying? What have you been doing in this time?
Well, my husband and I have been driving back and forth every day. I unfortunately was not here yesterday and the day before. I had to go back and take care of some work issues, but we're here for the duration. But we've been just driving back and forth. But I know some have been staying in a hotel.
Ashley,
just kind of playing your, you know, day to day, you know.
Ashley, I can't help but notice the resemblance between you and your sister from the pictures I've seen of Abby that are posted up all around the Stillwater area. I understand also in the Hudson area and other places in Wisconsin, because we're all kind of together here in this greater St. Croix Valley community.
Yeah, everyone here has been great. Everywhere that we've stayed, there are a lot of community businesses and organizations that have reached out to us offering to help and give us a place to gather and stay. And even Oliver, he's been taken care of really well here. We've been boarding him, you know, during the day because people have offered to help out with him. So, yeah, everyone's been really helpful.
What is going on today in particular for you, for the search? What do you know of, and what can the public do to provide help to you?
Well, today we will have boats out in the water again, just scouting and looking. We're also getting together some plans for additional ground and, you know, land searches. we have our prayer gathering in downtown Stillwater at 3 every day. And then tonight we have a little gathering event, a social event at Pub 112 at 7. We just want to invite everyone who knows Abby just to come out and support and just be together during this time. We are asking that people look around their own properties and areas. We're planning kind of a nationwide search for her for tomorrow called Geo Abby. We're asking people wherever they are to search coordinates around their homes and their cities and send that information into us so we can plot it on a big map and just show, you know, really she could be anywhere at this point and we need everyone's help.
Nancy, this has also gotten the attention, I know, of CNN earlier this week. There are national missing persons resources. Has anyone from those groups reached out to the Russell family to offer assistance? And how does this help the family?
Yeah, I know in particular we did get, Ashley and I both were contacted by Diane, the producer from the Nancy Grace show. And I know locally I was in contact with our local radio station, WAX, yesterday morning, talked to one of the DJs, and then she got me in contact with the news producer. And everyone has just been really great and willing to put the information out there. So if we can, the more places we can get it out, the better.
Yeah, we've also had contact with the Jacob Wetterling Foundation, and you know, the Huffington Post, several other, you know, organizations, media outlets, just willing to help.
I just want to point out too to people who have any knowledge of the whereabouts of Abby Russell or any information that they may have heard to contact the Stillwater Police Department. Their phone number is 651-351-4900. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is now also involved in the search and the investigation through the Minnesota Crime Alert Network. So those are some resources available if you have any information to help out in the search for Abby Russell. And Nancy, I noticed you're having another prayer gathering today. You were at a prayer gathering earlier this week in Stillwater. What do these kind of events, these kind of getting together with strangers, do to help out the Russell family?
Oh, it reinforces all of our faith, that is for certain, and it's bringing people in from all around. I know in particular my husband, who's Abby's mom's brother, they have a second cousin who lives in North Branch, and he's a pastor. So he came down yesterday, and he's going to be back today also with his wife Candy. And it's very reassuring to see all the people that have faith. Apparently on Wednesday there was like 10 people that weren't family members. Yesterday I heard a number of about 25. So we're really hoping for it to keep growing and to everyone know we have faith and we want Abby back with us. And the more people we can get with us, the better. You know, the more prayer, power of prayer, we really believe in that. So,
and we're asking people that if you can't be here in Stillwater at 3 to pray wherever you are, we know that today there will be a gathering of people in Eau Claire at Phoenix Park at 3 o'clock as well to do a prayer gathering there.
Ashley, I know your brother is here as well, and he was very emotional when we just had a chance to talk with him before the news. How is your family, how are your parents holding up during this trying time?
I think I would say it's to be expected of any parents and family that are going through something like this. We're just thankful that we have each other and everyone else that's come out to support us. We couldn't do it without our extended family. We just miss her.
Well, Ashley Morg and Nancy Rosentrater, thank you for coming. I hope that this will help encourage some information about Abby Russell that could help in bringing her back to her family once again. And the Stillwater Police Department tip line again is 651-351-4900. There will be a prayer gathering this afternoon at 3 here in downtown Stillwater, and another a social gathering tonight for sharing any information that you might have and to show support for the family at Pub 112 on Main Street in downtown Stillwater tonight, and that will start at 6. Ashley and Nancy, thank you so very much. Best wishes to you and all the family members, and good luck in the search.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Club 1220 KLBB.